believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do? It's time to let go. Just spread your wings and let be. Because it's time to be free, 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 free.
Oh. There we go. Yeah. Wait, was just jamming to the music. We're like, oh, wait, I got to put up the microphones. There we go. All right, my friends, welcome to Hey, What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Hello, Mary Guiller. How are
Hello.
You? How are things?
Good.
Good, 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 good. All right, here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio, we discuss a lot of the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do, which you can grab for free at whatisyourwhat.com. And, oh, man, I am super excited. We've got some good feedback from some folks, so thanks for sharing your thoughts on this show. If you haven't tuned in to Soulful Sunday here on Reinvention Radio with Mary Goulet, make sure you do. People are loving on you, Mary Goulet.
That's awesome.
They are loving on you. And for those who have been tuning into the New Media Minute here on Reinvention Radio, awesome. And thank you for the subscriptions and the ratings and the reviews. All of these things are much, much, much appreciated. So, all right, here on What Is Your What Wednesday, man, there were a few different things I had in mind for today. But I thought what we might focus on is something where, let's be honest, we've talked about this a little bit before on this particular segment, but I want to talk about a little bit more, which is the money side of the equation.
Okay.
Because if you read in the, well, various publications, our buddy Jeff Bezos just surpassed Bill Gates on the list of the richest people in the world. Amazon stock, I think it's trading at almost $1,100. Which is insane, and I swear to God, I kicked myself on that one because
not buying any or enough.
Not buying any. Like I had some for a while, and I think when it hit $100, I was like, "Oh boy, I better get out
because it could crash."
Because it could crash, right? So I will take my profits and I will run. And that evidently was the wrong move because we see where it's at now. And this joker, I mean, it's a website, people. How do we turn a website into $91 billion, right? Uh-oh, Wade is jumping out of his chair. Really? We got you already on this one? Yeah? Are you? No. Yeah.
It's a website that gives you everything you want.
Oh, well, then there's that.
And fast.
And fast.
The delivery, the prime delivery is what just, it's like QVC on steroids.
Yeah. All right. So, you know, it brings up an interesting point, right? Which is, and I think that those two, when you think about, what math are you doing here, Mary Goulet? Are you trying to figure out how much money you have in Amazon stock, right? How much you can buy? You can buy 6.88 shares. Is that what you can buy? All right, awesome.
Is it too late to get in now?
No, it's not, clearly, because they're poised to take over the world. So I think you'll be fine with those 6.88 shares.
Yeah, right.
But no, it's really interesting because, as you said, Wade, it gives you everything that you want. And as you said, Mary, fast, right? And so when you think about this whole idea of, you know, what is it that you're truly compelled to do and what is it that you can create for others that can help them achieve what it is that they want out of life, oftentimes we have to take into consideration what we need out of life as well, right? I mean, we have to keep that in mind. I mean, none of us are, what's the best way to put it? We can't just simply be altruistic in everything that we do, right? I mean, there comes a time and there comes a place where you have to keep the roof over the head. And although with Wade's, I think, Wade, what did you say? Some of these folks want to live under trees or they don't want to live under trees, I think was the discussion earlier.
They don't understand. That's the alternative.
That's the alternative, although some seem to be choosing that. But we have to, you know, we have to monetize what it is that we are doing so that we can take care of what we need
Absolutely.
To take care of, period, end story. So
and
there's no shame.
Do you think it's a mindset thing, or what do you think it is?
Well, so here's the question, and this is more going towards the direction of how do we create something built around our what that can be everything to that person in that respective way and deliver that fast, right? Whatever that is. Because I do think that that, and you guys nailed it. I mean, that's really the, that's the combination of elements that makes Amazon the success that it is.
And you know what also? It makes Airbnb, because I do both VRBO and Airbnb.
Yep.
VRBO people book in advance. Airbnb wants to text me at 2 o'clock and walk in the door at 3.
Wow.
It is the instant gratification for Airbnb.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's why they're...
Yeah, and so, and that is, and you're right. I mean, that's why Airbnb is worth, you know, whatever it is, $20 billion or whatever at this last valuation. VRBO isn't even on the map from what
it
I can
see. It is not.
And so if I can speak into...
Well, you have a microphone and you control the board. You can definitely do
right?
both things.
Right, we got to
let
them do that.
Yes.
The speaking of the what is your what, like you're talking about. So, you know, I'm just such a big fan of encouraging entrepreneurs, solve your own problems and treat your customers like you wish you were being treated in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just focus on those two things.
Solve your own problems.
And then share that
That's
solution with the
list.
World. Well, yeah.
Where should I begin?
Well, what do you have the capacity to solve?
Yeah.
But recognize the opportunity is in that you wish existed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've got the capacity to go create that, sell that to the world, that's how you make the money. And then just always remember to treat them the way you wish you would be treated on that end of that transaction.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else is details.
Although the customer is not always right.
No.
Can we just say that?
Oh, wait, tell you what. I'm going to jump on that. That's one of my pet peeve phrases.
I would love for you to jump on it, Wade, please.
The customer
Stomp
is
it,
always...
Stomp it, smash it.
Exactly.
Kick it.
Let me break this.
Knee it.
The customer is always right doesn't mean any person walking through your door with any unreasonable demand. I'm not going to walk into McDonald's and go, but I want a T-bone, right? The customer is always right referred to the market
as... You know what would happen? Some guy by the name of T-bone would come out of the back.
Yeah, right.
And kick
my ass. You asked for me? Here I am. Yes.
Yeah. It's about the market as an aggregate. You know, the market's going to tell you where their demand is. And so... To jump back into Amazon and to go off on a little bit of a rant, I like to shop locally.
Yes.
Right?
Please.
I like to support my neighbor in having a job. But when I go into Barnes & Noble and say, hey, I would like this, and they go, oh, that's online only.
Mm-hmm.
Or I go into Walmart and go, hey, I'd like this, and they go, oh, that's online only. Where they're pushing me to their online service, well, now they're putting me in Amazon's world.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm in Amazon's world and in... As I understand it, perhaps I'm wrong, a lot of those Amazon stores are little people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm buying from corporate Amazon. I'm buying from Joe that instead of opening a store in his main street, set up a shop and he's selling on Amazon. So if the local businesses are going to push me online, and online I can support a small business person through Amazon and have a better experience... So the world is creating the environment for Amazon to thrive in. They're just stepping in and going, hey, if this is the way it works, let's do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's really, 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 really interesting. And I don't think a lot of people realize, too, that when you are shopping on Amazon, oftentimes you're doing exactly that you're not technically shopping from Amazon so much as you're shopping from Amazon as a facilitator and as an entry point into these other small businesses that use Amazon for distribution. So,
right.
Yeah, interesting point. And just kind of going full circle on this, because Mary always gives me that look like, where are we going with this? So this, that
well,
I know that
go
look.
Back to the money.
Right, I know that look, Mary. That's like,
making
how did
the money.
We get here? And so reality then becomes, as we look at the money and what it is that you do, Wade's point is really well taken, because the book, What Is Your What? I wrote the book in large part because it was the book that I needed, right? I tried the Myers-Briggs and the What Color Is Your Parachutes and the StrengthsFinders and all of those modalities that left me with more questions than answers. So the What Is Your What framework that I created was what I needed. And so I think it is important for you to look at what it is that you need and if it is, in fact, something that truly puts fire in your soul. And you know, to that end, let's take 100 steps.
You have a soul. You just admitted you have a soul.
No, I said puts fire in your soul.
I know, but
yes.
If you believe in that phrase and
I
that
looked
possibility,
at you when I said it.
Yeah, I know. But
you have a soul.
You do too. No.
All right. So, but when you look at why Amazon was created originally, do you remember their first tagline?
No, but it was about books, wasn't it?
It was. Earth's biggest bookstore.
Yeah.
Earth's biggest bookstore, right?
Guess because what opened up in my neighborhood?
I'm ready and willing to listen.
Crown Books.
Get out of here. Crown
yes.
Books?
And I saw my book on the shelf.
You go,
next
world.
To, like, Trump's books and or some. Oh, Dr.
You
Phil's
need to
books.
Move them.
No, Dr. Phil books.
Yeah?
And I can show you a photo during the break.
I would love to see the photo
There's
during the break.
There's my book here, sitting right on the shelf.
And here's what you got to do. You got to do my I had a – so when we did the first Internet Profits Live, we had a number of speakers that were there. Craig Doeswalt was one of the speakers that was there. And this is years ago. He introduced me to a concept that I remember to this day. I don't remember a lot of things. Smoke way too much weed. But I remember this to this day. And what he talked about was reverse shoplifting.
Oh, I've put my shelf on Barnes & Noble.
You put your shelf on Barnes & Noble?
My book.
Your
yep.
book. Yeah,
yep.
exactly. So that's what you got to do. You got to go there with like 20 copies of your book and just like line it up, line it face out, and get that book a lot of good face time there on the shelf. But yeah, all right. So bottom line is obviously you can make a lot of money, but you can also make a really big difference, right? I mean, when you start thinking about the wealth that this guy has accumulated, he hasn't signed Warren Buffett's pledge yet, but he can still do his own philanthropic work. And so the two don't have to be mutually exclusive. You can take care of yourself and you can take care of others when you share your what with, as I call it, strategic abandon. So something to think about, my friends. And as someone who has tried to figure this out myself over the years and having written the book on it, I definitely encourage you to go to whatisyourwhat.com to pick up your own copy of What Is Your What. All right, my friends, we'll talk to you next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday on Reinvention Radio. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.
You were born to do one amazing thing, but most people spend a lifetime trying to identify what it is. If you're at a job you don't like or are unemployed, if you're in a state of transition or just can't shake that nagging feeling that you were meant and made to do something extraordinary, the Reinvention Workshop is exactly what you need. Led by award-winning self-help author Steve Olsher, the Reinvention Workshop will forever change your life. The Reinvention Workshop takes you step by step through Steve's proven formula that has helped so many get on the right path and be clear about what they were born to do. Take the first step for realizing the life you deserve and desire by visiting TheReinventionWorkshop.com today. No more delays, no more denial. Reconnect with your true self. Learn to live with purpose and conviction and become who you were born to be. The world is waiting for you. What are you waiting for? Log on to TheReinventionWorkshop.com. That's TheReinventionWorkshop.com.